Blog Talk Radio.
Giving to a real man, keeping it real, hitting that gym in the morning, giving that physical, getting that physical help. Man, I got these contractors in here. I was got back to the mic a little late, but got finishing up some things in the house. But everything going good, man. What about you, brother?
Man, I see you hitting it early in the morning, man. I see you hitting it early in the morning. Matter of fact, I woke up and you know, after I did my meditation, I wanted to see what's happening in the world, what's happening in the news, what's happening on social media. Then when I checked out what was happening on social media, you had already dropped the bomb. You had already dropped the bomb at 7:30 this morning. Man, I said, look at this brother, man. This brother putting it in at 7:30, feeding the flock.
Yes, yes.
Man, I'm impressed, man. Won't you share with Word on the Street audience what you was feeding your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your next-door neighbors on Facebook this morning? What you was feeding them, man? What's up,
Go ahead.
I just know you had a wide selection of stuff, but you probably – won't you just tell us instead of – me guessing for the Word on the Street family, what you was feeding them this morning.
And it's right along what we're talking about. But, I mean, I was doing my Bible study, man, and studying it. And, you know, like I said, we look at the stories in the Bible. We think they're fairy tale, but God was talking to Abraham. And he told him to leave. And, you know, we're getting deep, like why he told him to leave. You know what I'm saying? Why he had to leave, you know what I'm saying, from his kindred, his family, his hometown, you know what I'm saying? He told me he had to get away from him. His name was Arab. I can't think how to say it. Arab was his name, but he got Abraham, but his high father. But he had no kids. So, you know, he said back then, people, you know, named themselves after, you know, things like that that meant something. Not like us, you know, just like nicknames and stuff, but it meant something. So High Father, he had no kids. So, if people see him, hey, High Father, you know what I'm saying? And it's like they're picking at him. You know what I'm saying? They bother him. How you going to have that name? You ain't got no children. He's 75 years old. So in that story, two things I got from him, man. He told him to leave his kindred, his people, because the person that God was trying to get him to, he would have never got there being at what is all around them. You know what I'm saying? Then he said, when he's going to make him a nation and all that, give him a nation, he was like, he's 75. It's never too late. You know what I'm saying? It's never too late. So two things, a lot of things happened in that story, but it was never too late. So he's 75. And when he did move, he followed God. He still had 25 years before he got his son with his wife. So what we want to do, like we said, I talk about people want to have things microwaved. Well, see, what God doing, he can't give it to us. So he had to give him 25 years to get all that bad out of him. All that old, you know, naysay, all that doubt, all that stuff, you're hustling, all that old, you know, that feeling when his friend called you and say,
get all that junk out.
All that junk out. He had to get it all out. It took 25 years. And see, we want the stuff to be right down. I ain't got that much time. You see what I'm saying? 25 years. He was 100 years when he had his first child with his wife. But he had to get all that stuff out the way.
That was hot. Boy, you was burning up the airwave early this morning. That's hot, man. Your spirit should have been burning in. And those who was listening in, you got them fired up at 7:30 a.m. Man, what I'm going to do with the rest of my day? I can't ignore it. I can't fake it. Hey, friends, if y'all enjoy Fletcher this morning at 7:30, and here he is, and here we are tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we both want to ask you one simple question. What's holding you back?
Yes, sir.
What's holding you back? You want to be a part of this show? Our call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. Folks out there in Kansas City, I see y'all on your laptop. I see you on your cell phone.
Yes,
Oakdale, I see you. We see y'all on your cell phone. California, New York, we see y'all on your Atlanta. We see y'all on your computer. Won't y'all dial in and be a part of the program? Area code 319-527-6769. We know we always can count on area code 337-353. Always in the house. Much love to you. Area code 337-353. But what's holding you back? Now, we're going to dive into this program, but let us also say, if anyone out there listening and you think you have some value that you want to share with the world, something that would be a positive moving forward in our community, send us an email. Fletcher and I, we are interested in what you have.
Yes.
Send us an email at wordonthestreet@extraspin.shop. That's wordonthestreet@extraspin.shop. But we're going to dive into this program, and we're going to slice it up, dice it up. We're going to eat it up. So y'all just sit back and enjoy the show.
See, this is one of the things that is holding many of us back, is because we are clipping our wings before we fly. We are living the proverbial what-if game. Notice what Moses said. The first two words that came out of his mouth is, what if? Many of us, our dreams die from fear of failure rather than from failure itself. Let me repeat that. There are more dreams that die from fear of failure than actually from failure itself. Because we talk ourselves out of it by playing the what-if game. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this goes wrong? What if this doesn't work? And as a result, we never actually take the next step forward.
What's holding you back? What's holding you back? You know, Fletcher said in his conversation this morning, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get stuck on age and everything, and they think, well, you know, I could have done that. I could have. You know, that's not that what if. And I think a close run-up, Fletcher, is coulda, woulda, Woulda and coulda. Coulda is a close runner-up. Man, you know, if I did that when I was younger, you know, yeah, that'd be good. I hear what y'all saying. It sound good, you know, but, you know, man, I'm past 50 now. Okay, I hear you, and I feel you. I feel where you're coming from. The only thing is, I'm a little stubborn, so I dig in, and I always dig for the facts. Those stubborn little things they call facts. And the facts are, according to Kauffman Foundation, is that individual age 55 to 64 have the highest rate of entrepreneur activity in the United States. Let me say that again. The folks, the entrepreneur achievers, the majority of the people who making this thing work moving forward, irregardless of what we see on TV and on the internet, because everything is youth and young, what they sell you. But when people are retired and they don't know what to do with themselves, many of them fall into creating their own. That's called entrepreneurship. And according to the study, from age 55, I know I'm talking to somebody out there, it didn't stop at age, between the age of 55 and 64. Come on, y'all, that's a wide net. So before you start closing the book of your life and keep, we didn't even communicate, but this is how things connect things. What he talked about is on the same premise of this. The man was old, but he had 25 more years to enjoy if he gone and take advantage and stop holding himself back because of the number of his age. And if someone out there who's listening, do not allow the number of your age to hold you back. I'm dealing with facts right here, y'all. Between the age of 55 and 64 have the highest rate of entrepreneur activity in the United States. And I know most of the folks who's listening right now may fall into that gap. And obviously, it's a plus if you're coming in here at 18, 21, 25, 32, 42. It's a plus for you. It's lamb yap for you. So what I'm saying, so what Keith Fletcher is saying, he's asking that question. I'm asking you that question. What's holding you back? What's holding you back? Put some meat on that bone, Fletcher.
Yeah, that I'm going to, but you want to say I should have. I have a lot of issues on my own self and other people, man. I should have. I could have. Man, what if I'd have did that back then 5 years ago? Sure, and I just said it, 55 to 64. Y'all say I work out every morning, man. I go hard. I'm going to tell you why I go hard. I got a friend I used to work out with. He's 64 years old. If you look at him, you'll think he's 40-something. 9 years on me, almost. I look at him, and I'm like, man, if he look like that at 64, oh, man, I'm good. I got 9 more years. Oh, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? I got 9 years, and he's still at 64 looking like that, working two jobs. Not making no excuses. See, sometimes, man, you know what it is, Troy? Sometimes you just got to go do the work. I was talking to this young lady. I was mentoring this young lady last night. She got this product, man. I'm talking about it's a great product, marketing great, and will not stay with it. I'm sitting there telling her, we did the numbers, her profit margin. She making $75 each product she would make, $75 profit. And I'm telling them, I say, what's the problem? How you can't see this? How you can't understand what you have in your hand? You look at everywhere else in the world and it's right there in your hand, but she distracted. She looking at everybody else like ain't worried about everybody else. I say another thing, our problem is, I say, you so behind, you trying to catch up. I say, no, you got to stop and be still. See, I understand that. I used to hear it all the time, Stronell, be still. Sometimes we got to be still and just stop. Get off that hamster wheel and stop. Stop all the drama. Stop all the friends. Stop the people telling you this and that. Oh, what you think? Oh, now you got a business. Oh, you got a business card. What that's going to do? Oh, you wouldn't waste your money. See, sometimes you got to block all that out. Be to yourself and be still. Like you say in Abraham, sometimes you got to get away from your family. Sometimes you got to put that phone down on answer. You don't have to be rude with the person. Sometimes you need to just stop and get in that lab and be still and really look at your situation. And I promise you, if you take that time and look at it, all that stuff that's stopping you, you look at why you haven't done anything, it's because of you. Because you've been distracted. You've been distracted by the TV, the news, the sports, your kids, all these things, you've been your friends, your bills, you've been distracted. Your wants. And then you go to God and say, hey, man, what? Come on, Lord, I'm doing everything. Why are you just looking at you? No, you're not. I'm telling you, when I had that epiphany, when I talked to God, I was in the bathroom. I said, I tell that story, I was at 24-hour fitness working. I was making $8.25 an hour. I'm part-time. I'm upset. I'm in the bathroom. I'm looking at him. I'm talking to God. I'm like, man, and he asked me, who you mad at? I said, what you mean, man? I got a family. I got a house. I got bills. $8.25, man, I'm worth more than this. He said, who you mad at? And he comes and starts showing me what I did and my attitude. And then, you know what he told me, man, so clear. He said, I said, well, what I do, Lord? He said, clean this bathroom like you ain't never cleaned it before. Go to work. Sometimes you just got to go to work. Put your head down and go to work. Put in the work. That's what you're doing. And let the God going to connect the rest. You go put it to work, and that's what I did. People ask me, man, how you made it, what you did. Man, I just went to work. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm going to tell you, I went to work. I had a work ethic. I got that from my grandma, my mom, my uncle, all my aunts, my grandfather, all of them. They worked. They worked us. That's one thing we know how to do. We know how to go to work. Now I start putting some knowledge with that work. Oh, man.
Let me add, not too many going to outwork you from where you came from.
No, not where we come from. Not the old people ahead. Uncle Black, LJ. Man, listen to me, man. I'm telling you, we like 7 years old. We mowing the yard, raking the yard, cutting the hedges, burning the trash. Then they'll come walk that yard and look at that yard and a leaf, a grass been on there. Look at you. Look what you done did. Nah, boy. You ain't do nothing. He didn't say that. He said another word. Take this quarter and get on. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That is true.
You had to be right. You couldn't come in there playing.
That is so true.
But we had to work at that. I was saying I work. I tell my son that nobody, when I was in the military, nobody could not work me. I worked. Put my head down and work. Block out the noise and work. Then I start learning. See, something, but see, like I said, when you start doing these things, something else starts. Then I start working smarter. Then I got around people that were smarter. They started showing me things to get even smarter, but I kept working. But I kept learning. But sometimes you got to be still and then get yourself around the right people, the right spouse, the right friends. See, we don't do that with mentors. You know what I'm saying? Get your mentor. That's why the older people doing it, 55 to 64, you're exactly right. Because I'm 55. When I was that young, 18, 19, 20, ain't no way I think like I think now. I understand why they opened and started it. Nobody was going to work with me or work for me. I tell my son.
And you now wouldn't have worked with you then.
No, I wouldn't have worked for me. I was a fool. I was ignorant. I tell my son now, I say, son, I say, you in the people business. My oldest son, Makai, he said, Dad, I say, you in the people business because you got employees and you got customers. If you get the right, treat the people right, the money, everything else is going to be right. You in the people business. Whatever business you in, restaurant, technology, construction, you in the people business. So you got to treat the people. You got to learn how to work with people. You got to learn how to sell, negotiate, and talk to people, network. You're in the people business. And you got to treat people right.
You know what, Fletcher?
Yes, sir.
This might be a little side excursion from the program, what's holding you back, but I think it kind of worked in. My son and I, my oldest son, y'all all know him, Joshua, he and I, we was out in the world today, and one of the things I told him, and it was and just a plus, I'm sharing it because I know if you get this, it will be a plus for you and your feather cap that you can utilize with your son or your daughter or your grandson or your granddaughter, is learn to read the room.
Yes.
Learn to read the room. So where we were at, we were setting. And they had Fox News on. And we were the only black in this particular place. I'm used to that in my life. But I whispered to him. Let me tell you. I put a mask on, but I read the room. And I read to him. I say, look, I'm going to take this mask off, Joshua, because I'm reading the room. And I don't want anyone to read into me wearing a mask and put me in a box. Or they must be progressive liberals and stop us from what we want. You see, you have to read the room. This is all strategizing. This is strategy. So you have to learn not to be held back by your stupidity. You have to learn to read the room. You have to know how to mix and how to blend. You have to read people's body language. And people will walk away loving you and respecting you even if your political views are 100% different. But what did you go for in the first place? Keep your goal in mind. What's your goal? Your goal is to get such and such. So if you don't read the room right, before you open your mouth, you know, you won't even get what you went there for. So you have to learn how to. It's so many, once again, stealing words from you, Fletcher. It's so many layers to this. It's so many layers to life that we miss out on coming from different areas of our life. But
backgrounds, yeah.
Background and all of that. But businesses, industry, they teach people how to read the room. And that's one of the things that you don't need to be holding you back, is that you're going to go in an area or in a place and you're going to be you no matter what. Well, you could be you no matter what and you ain't going to get what you went there for. It just doesn't work that way. The world don't owe you. They don't owe you to give you what you want. You have to learn how to read. That's it. You have to learn how to read the room. This is a master class. This is chess, like they say, not checkers. And he understood my son, he understood where I was coming from. And when I read it, although those folks, they love us. It was genuine love. Because I removed the curtain of them feeling uncomfortable, or there was no negative energy. You understand what I'm saying? It was just mutual.
Yeah, I feel it. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
And when people meet people in the middle, mutual, then you can get people to hear you. You can't, but a lot of us, a lot of time, Fletcher, we block our opportunity because we're so stuck. This ain't even part of the thing I had written out, but I
just... No, go ahead.
But the thing is, so many times we block our blessing, we block ourselves because we so hell-bent on being who we are and what we are. And that's great. Don't get me wrong. Be you. We always talking about being the best of who you are. But temper that with you going in an environment. You have to learn also to read that environment. Read the room. Read body language. Take hints. Get clues. You can still be you, but it's a place and time for you to really be you, and it's a place and time for you to have to tone you down, zip you up. Does that make any sense to anybody? Does that make sense to you, Fletcher, what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. It make a lot of sense. I'm a closer that this happened this morning at the gym, and I know exactly what you mean. I'm in the gym. Now, the gym we're in is a family gym. Older people there. In the gym, the two young dudes come in. And the dude was working out, but he's hollering. Like he's doing a show. Get the fucking weight, you know, because get up the weight. Just hollering to the highest voice he could, you know what I'm saying, in the gym. Let's go. We woke up 4 a.m. So everybody in the gym, like, older. They're young, about 19-year-old. Young men, they screaming. I'm sitting there listening to them. I'm like, man, somebody going to put them. They're going to put these boys off this gym. You can't do that up in here. I'm saying that to myself. I said, Lord, I used to, in my mind, I'm saying, that used to be me 10 years ago. Hell, you know, I'm hollering like crazy. So he working out. I go, he come over there right by where I'm at. I'm saying, oh, my God. And he hollering. He cursing. He going, you know, and then he get on the machine. And I said, go ahead, bro. I was on it. He jumped on it. And I went to another thing. They came back. They both came over there. And I'm like, man, are they trying to get my attention? So I moved again. I said, I don't really want to deal with this because this might go to bad. You know what I'm saying? My attitude, their attitude, right. It's going to go bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to myself. I'm older.
It's going to go real bad.
It's going to go real bad. So I go over to the other area, and I'm working out. And this guy, he said, Keith, we all go in the morning. He said, man, what's wrong with them? I said, yeah, man. Fortunately, I used to be like that. You know, they hype. I said, yeah, there's somebody going to put them out. He said, man, well, this is a family gym. You know, he's talking. I said, yeah. He said, keep it, you going to go over there? I said, no, I want to go over there. I don't really want. But he's getting louder. He cursing more. So I said, I walk around the gym. Then I get to my spot and I sit down for a second. How am I going to come at this dude? You know, it's two of them. I said, because if I come at them a certain way, I don't want to take it wrong. You know what I'm saying? Not out of fear. It's just I don't want to go there, you know? So I go to him. I say, what's up, bro? How you doing, man? Where you from? He tell me I'm from California, way Arkansas, another guy. He from Texas. I said, man, you got a lot of energy, man. I like that. Good. I said, but let me explain something to you, man. They're going to put you out with all that hollering and curse. You can't do that. I said, now listen to me. I'm not telling you what to do because you're men. But I'm just telling you that you're handling the wrong way. Because you're scaring people. They're talking. They're going to go complain. So, you know, what are you doing? You know, what y'all trying to do? Y'all in the gym. I look at that. I never seen you here before. He said, well, man, we're going to the military. We're getting ready for the military. I said, oh, okay. And I started talking to the young men. I said, well, I was in the Army. You know, I started talking about the military with them and all this and, you know, what to expect. And, you know, by the end of the day, I gave him a phone number and I'm going to go work out with them tomorrow. But... The work, like you're saying, that energy
That's right.
could have shut everything down.
That's
religion
right.
And what you're giving, like I say, you're not reading the room, man. You can't do that. And people look at people, you scam people.
That's
you're not
right.
looking at anything.
You're not reading the room, right?
You're not reading the room, and you're going to cause a conflict. Then you'd be saying, I don't know why they're doing it, because you're not reading the room. They wasn't. They didn't see. Man, I'm talking about people terrified. I'm telling you. I'm like, Lord, look at this. But and when I, let me tell you what the guy tell me. He tell my lady I work out with, I train, she told me later, he said, the guy told her, hey, Keith was the only one could have did that. Nobody else could have done that. I just don't think nobody else could have handled that that way. So I talked to the young man, but they didn't read the room. They didn't know, like you said, the energy could have messed up a lot of things, a lot of opportunities. Even meeting me, talking about the military, because they knew nothing about the military, and I started telling them about school and the benefits of it. So, yeah, we got to read the room. Because that could have held them back right there. You see what I said? I know where you're going, Australia.
That's right.
Things like that, if you don't read the room, you can miss something that God got for you. You can miss an opportunity that someone got for you. Because that person, one of the person at gym, you might run into them later on. That'd be the one to give you a job that you got to go sit in an interview with. And we think this world is so big, man. This world is so small. I'm telling you, it's not big as you think it is. I'm in Texas. Texas is one of the biggest states here. It's, man, I've ran into people, man. Just it's not big as you think it is. So that's what I'm saying. That what's holding you back? That opportunity, like you said, what you experienced, even with your son, to tell him, man, yeah, because something you can do can hold you back. And I'm gonna tell you one thing: you gotta play the game. Like I said, when I was going to corporate office and worked on corporate people, I couldn't be Keith Fletcher at home. I had to put that voice in.
Some part of you, some part of Keith, you had to zip up.
Oh, I had to zip him up completely. I had to learn how to talk a different way. I called my aunt on her birthday one time. Her and my uncle, they twins. I called them on her birthday. And I practiced my voice. I changed. So when I called him on the phone, now this is my aunt and uncle. Been knowing me since I've been a baby. Helped me, helped raise me. And I called him. And I said, hello. Who was I speaking to? My uncle blind, and had them hot. Then I called her. They didn't know who I was. Then they give me, I figured, I said, hey. I said, okay, I'm going to tell you who I am. And I changed my voice back to Keith. And they like, boy. See, I had to zip up, say, you got to play the game. And a lot of people not willing to play that game, and that's holding you back.
That's right.
That's holding you back. And I'm saying that was the sport they're talking about. You're going to have
that's
to play this game
talking
one way
about.
Or another.
That's what we're talking about.
That's
what's holding
about.
You back?
Yeah.
What's holding you back? Is it self-doubt? Is it lack of self-esteem? If it's, is it a lack of being flexible? Is it your comfort
flexible.
Zone?
Yes.
What?
What's
holding you back?
Today, Extraordinaire and the amazing Keith Fletcher explored the powerful question, what's holding you back? It's a question that requires introspection and courage, but the rewards are tremendous. Remember, you have the ability to break free from the chains that hold you back and create a life of purpose, fulfillment, and success. It's natural to face fears, doubts, and insecurities along the way, but these are not reasons to stop pursuing your dreams. Acknowledge those fears, but don't let them define you. Instead, let them fuel your determination to prove them wrong. Negative self-talk can be a formidable opponent, but you are stronger. Challenge those self-limiting beliefs and replace them with positive affirmations. Embrace your imperfections and recognize that growth comes through taking action, not waiting for perfection.
External influences may try to sway you from your path, but remember that you are the author of your own story. Surround yourself with those who uplift and support you. Seek out mentors and allies who will cheer you on during moments of doubt. Procrastination is a common hurdle, but it can be overcome. Start by taking that first step, no matter how small. With each action, you build momentum and progress becomes unstoppable. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. Reach out for support. Seek guidance from those who have walked similar paths and learn from their wisdom. A strong support system can be a beacon of light during challenging times. Today, Extraordinaire and the amazing Keith Fletcher encourage you to reflect on what's holding you back and take that first courageous step toward breaking free. Believe in your abilities, for within you lies untapped potential waiting to be unleashed.
I don't know what's holding you back. Fletcher, Keith Fletcher and I, we don't really know your individual stories. But we know our stories, and we know the life that we have lived, and we know the lives that raised us, and we saw some things that has held them back, and we saw some things in our own life that has held us back. So we just want you to get real with yourself, because until you get really real with you, with yourself, you're not going to be able to move forward. You don't have to continue living your life a lie. You don't have to continue being ashamed of the predicament and situation you're in. Man, woman, damn it, forget what they say. Forget everybody else. In our last program, we asked you to do one thing. Focus on yourself. And we asking you that again tonight. Focus on yourself. And if you focus on yourself, you will be able to break loose from all these conundrums that are holding you back. All this self-doubt, all this negative talk that you give yourself, all that negative self-talk. Right, for me. And some of you all have bought Murphy Law. If anything could go bad, I mean, man, you got to get, you see all that garbage you have put in your head and your mind from being a child? You're 50-year-old. You're 35, 40, 50-year-old now. You got to stop thinking like that person that you once were. This thing we talk about repeatedly, Fletcher, mindset, being intentional. Being intentional means I got to change the way I've been thinking about things. I have to change the way that I internalize things. And this lack of self-confidence. Your confidence so low. Your confidence was low when you was a kid. And I understand. I can understand a child having low self-esteem and low confidence. That's a child. And you know, when you're a child, you about 4 feet taller than everybody else, look like they giants. But you ain't no child anymore. The people who are listening to Word on the Street, you're not 4, 5, 6, and 7. You are an adult. You're that giant that you once thought was a giant when you were 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Get you some confidence. How you gonna get it? You can't get it if you keep doing what you've always done, if you keep listening to what you've always listened to. How you gonna get it? Area code 337-353. What say you on Word on the Streets? What's holding you back? You got some comment, question, or editorial comment you'd like to add to this program tonight?
Well, I'm enjoying the show for sure. I think about the words when he said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away foolish things. But then you have to get your mind right, because I'm raising my grandson, and I think about him. He's 14, but he doesn't think it's just nothing he cannot do. He'll sit down, he'll write a song, he write poems, he does all this, and I'm just encouraging him because I said to him, I just wish I had half of what you had at that age, just half of it. And I just encourage him every day, but I tell him to put himself around positive people, put himself around other people that know more than him. So while he's progressing or progressing, then by the time he gets to be 25 or 55, he'll be ready for the world. Like you say, you got to put yourself in the right place at the right time. But be still and know that I'm God and that God is leading your life. That's the only way I feel we can go forward with everything.
I love that, and I love that comment because it's so important at that age of her grandson that he can put himself around people who will appreciate and encourage him. You see, unfortunately for people like Keith Fletcher and myself, we had to get it out the mud. We had to be our own cheerleader growing up, to be honest with y'all. I had to whisper in my own damn ear that I was just, I'm the baddest thing since sliced bread.
Yes, sir.
I had to tell it to myself over and over again, no matter what. Tell it to myself. I told it to myself so much and so often until I convinced my own brothers and sisters. I didn't have to convince my nephews and nieces. They believed me because they saw me and they saw the attitude that I brought to it. But I want area code 337353. Her grandson, if she could place that young man around that type of energy, that type of positivity, he would be all the better for it. Because he don't need all that negative energy holding him back. None of us need that negative energy to hold you back. So, folks, what's holding you back? We gave y'all statistics. Don't tell me your time to pass. Hell, they just told you between 55 and 64. That's the majority of the people that making the wheels spin. So look. That bird won't fly and that dog won't hunt. So you got to come up with another excuse. Fletcher, what say you, man?
I say me, I was told many times I'm going to be somewhat locked up. And I damn near got there. I was going to be somewhere locked up. Violent chain. But the crazy thing about it, man, like I said, I love my family. We are raised up tough, but the people that helped me was more on the outside of world encouragements, saw something in me. It was telling me they saw something in me. They were telling me, man, you got this. And I used to be sitting up there like, well, I don't know what you're seeing. But you, like you say, life, you've been beat down so much, you start believing it. You start believing you ain't got nothing. You start believing it's what it is. Like I said, I remember when I said, I was telling my young man, my cousin's husband, I was saying, man, I just want to make $30,000 a year. I was so low and hadn't had nothing. And I remember, I'm telling you, I heard a voice say, it's your time. And then when I said it, I said, what you said to the dude, he didn't say nothing. He said, what? I said, man, what did you say? He said, I didn't say nothing. He said, it's your time. It was so clear to me. It's your time. And things started changing. You know what I'm saying? Now I don't put no limits on nothing. I mean, I want to make 30. I say, oh, I want to make 50. Then I want to make I don't put no limits on nothing. Because, well, you put limits on God. And that's what it's all about. Don't put your limits, man. Aim high. Put yourself around the right people. Because all these things that we're saying, that obviously that is against you. This world is against you, but it got tools and ways to show you how to maneuver in this world. And then that Bible is showing you things, these stories, how to maneuver. See, before David could fight Goliath, David fought a bear. Before David fought that the God, he fought a lion. Then he ready for Goliath. Then he heard something that was, see, things in the past, way before Abraham, God told Abraham that, hey, I'm going to bless the people that bless you, and I'm going to curse the people that curse you. And he cursed him, and David remembered what God told his great-great-great-great-grandfather. And he said, oh, he cursing us? Oh, man, let's go. Words of encouragement, telling these stories, these things to carry you on, to uplift you. Yeah, some unfair things going to happen. Yeah, things, bad things going to happen. But it's about getting up and putting that work. That, see, the thing like me, man, I had people so far ahead of me. I tell you all the time, my grandmother said, Keith, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. Every time I got down, I remember saying this, how you finish. I ain't finished yet. I got to go. It ain't finished. I'm still getting up. I'm still waking up in the morning. I got to go. I ain't finished. I'm going to finish strong. And a lot of people that was ahead of me, I caught up and I passed them. A lot of people count me out. I wasn't going to go nowhere. I passed them. Because I kept putting in the work. Time. Like I say, tell you now, I say in 10 years I'll be 65. Well, you know how much I can do in 10 years? That time, 10 years is coming regardless. Like with Abraham, 25 years came. What you going to do in them 10 years? Them 10 years? What you going to do in the 5 years? Because the years are coming. Go ahead and make a decision now and say, hey, I'm starting today. Today. And that's what I told the young lady about her business. What's stopping you? Start today. You got everything right. I said, you're looking all over the place, looking in other people's lanes, and it's right there in your face. God don't deal with complicated. Simple. Simplicity. Very simple. We make it complicated. We want the clouds to move out the way, the sun to come down. We want to see the plant on fire. You want that? We want what Moses got. Man, why I don't get to see the on fire talk to me through the plant? That's what we want. But nah, he ain't doing that. That ain't happening no more.
Man, you said something very important. You said something very important earlier, and you said something. You said two things that are very important that drove us down the streets. The first thing you had talked about, distraction, and then you follow it up with be still. And I actually believe that if we will stop from being distracted, and the way you stop being distracted is to be still. And when we be still, we can hear what the inner spirits, our inner thoughts, our inner emotion, you know, that thing, everybody, they say that gut feeling. We all have that gut feeling as to what we ought to be doing with our life, where we should be going. I want to say right now on national radio, Word on the Streets, sometimes we damper our own personal gut feeling and we try to do things to fit in with the crowd. I really think that's the biggest sin that you can commit, to go against what you were born to be. You see, some of us was born to be and do certain things, but we don't do it because we're trying so hard to fit in. Because fitting in, you won't get all the pushback. You don't get all the blowback. You don't have to deal with all of that. If you fit in, if you only just fit in, it's a comfortable ride. And you'll be comfortable broke. You'll be comfortable, miserable, but at least you fit in. On the other hand, if you went with your gut feeling, well, it's a risk. Life itself is a risk. Risk or adventurous. So I need to apologize to my own personal gut feeling. I tried to shine my light to fit in, but I ain't shining my light no more. My light gonna shine as bright as it's supposed to shine. My mother's favorite song was "This Little Light of Mine." I'm gonna let it shine. That was her song. I think she was giving me she didn't even realize she was giving me a message that I didn't even comprehend until much later in my life. And so, damn it, if y'all think y'all aggravated with who you thought you was wrestling with 20 years ago, you got a hurricane coming at you from here on out for the rest of my life. Because I ain't holding back. I'm not holding back, Fletcher. I'm going full throttle. And I encourage everyone who's listening to go full throttle on what you were here on life for. Be the best version of who you supposed to be. Don't try to fit in. Be you.
If you happen to be in the Dallas area, don't miss the chance to book a stay at Charnu's Palace or Airbnb. This magnificent property boasts of having a front yard, backyard, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a 2-car garage, and security cameras all around with internet access provided. The location is perfect, and it's an ideal spot for someone special like you. Check out the link in the description for all the details. While you're enjoying your stay at Charnu's Palace, why not online by browsing www.extraspin.shop? It's an Amazon affiliate website that supports Word on the Streets. By shopping there, you'll be helping us earn a small commission at no extra cost to you. And if you're feeling low and need a quick pick-me-up, check out our Koji store, Positivity Boost. We offer inspiring videos, positive affirmations, and more to help you feel amazing again. We truly value your support. And now, let's get back to the show.
Fletcher, what say you, man? Come on back in here. I don't want to hog this program, man, because I love hearing where you're coming from.
Nah, man, I just, man... I was heard, man, they say, the guy was telling me about people. He said, man, if you got 100 people working for you and the productivity, who going to do the most productivity is 10 people. Out of 100 people, 10 people going to do the most production. He said, out of 1,000 people, 100 people going to do the 50% of the production. So what do that mean? That means you go put in work, just go outwork someone. Because most people going to follow her. Most people going to be average.
Mm-hmm.
Most people ain't going to do it all. So if you just get up, let me instruct there. Every Monday, Wednesday, we here. We just get up and just keep going. Keep working. Keep learning. Keep doing something. It's got to work. Something's going to happen.
That's right.
Something good is going to happen. Something got to come out of it.
Got to.
Ain't no maybe, no think so. It got to happen. So that young man that's working, that, like you said, putting himself around the right people, man, go whatever you want to do in life, go figure it out and do it. It got to happen once you do it. You put your all in, figure it out, and go do it. And see, that's what I'm saying when I say, man, when you do something, like when I got in construction, so many other things happen. You know, I got a job. Oh, man, it was more than a job. When I got a house, it was more than a house. When I started rebuilding, my wife started, she started seeing things. Now she know how to remodel. Now she got the eye and know how to design. My son right now, he watching us remodel. He coming in. He asking today, hey, Daddy, where the guys at? They kind of late. Why they not here yet? I said, well, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? Well, Daddy ain't here. You know, I've been watching them, and they got this and that to do. I said, what's your call? What you doing? He said, well, what is it? I said, you're a project manager. Oh, is that what you was, Daddy? I said, yeah. You over the project. You make sure people get it. You the but in between the workers and the customer. I told you, the people business. See that? It's always people. Mm-hmm. But he's learning. Mm-hmm. See that? It ain't just that being happy. Like, oh, man, they got the house. I like that. That's what I'm seeing. He getting up, going, watching them, talking to the guy. Gave one of the guys down, talking to him, networking, building a relationship.
Now, what's beautiful about that, Fletcher, is when you can demonstrate it in motion and in action like you just did, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. You was able to stop him in all of that and let him know, this is what you're doing. You're doing project management.
Yeah.
This is what that title is what you're doing right now. So
yeah.
When he go and apply for a job, he don't have to be afraid from
he
that title
know.
Anymore.
Exactly. Ain't nobody about no title anymore. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. You understand?
Yeah.
See, that's huge, though.
That's
and
huge.
Because if you haven't experienced that title could be frightening, and you
mm-hmm.
might be qualified. What's holding you back, folks?
Yeah.
What are you allowing to hold you back? Lack of knowledge? You may already have knowledge, but they're different terminology. Learn the language.
Learn the language. That's a good one, Extraordinaire. Learn the language for real. For real, that is it. If you don't get anything right there, learn the language. Go ahead, Extraordinaire.
No, man. This is what, see, me and the bro, we can talk endlessly because we feed off each other.
Off each other.
Like you just, you know, like I'm still eating on the word distraction.
Yeah.
I'm still eating on that word because preparing for this show, that word didn't even show up on the blueprint. It took Keith Fletcher to throw the word distraction in my viewer, and I said, damn. That's a key word.
Key word.
They talked.
Yes.
It talked about self-doubting, lack of self-confidence, limited resource. All this good stuff. Now, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort zone. You know, we talk about getting out of your comfort zone.
All that.
You get
all
you
that.
Feeling comfortable being uncomfortable. Negative mindset, external expectation, and all that. And that's all wonderful, but ain't none of it said distraction. And distractions, the reason why that's huge, that should be top of the list, because we are easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Me, we're both of them, we are easily distracted.
Easy,
go ahead on,
easy.
Man.
But like I said, man, you go look at them Harvard schools or the military schools, all them things you saying, they teaching that. They breaking that down to get that understanding. See, you get these things right here, that's half the battle. See, you can learn anything. You can go read a book and learn something. You can learn how to be a management. You can learn how to be a cook. You can learn all that. But those things right there, to learn yourself, know thyself, know what's stopping you, where you weak at. See, generals and all that stuff, build on that stuff, man. Men, to know men. To know thyself, man, to fight that battle, because that's what that distraction, doubt, all that self-doubt, all that, the way you renew your mind, them are the things that stop you. These are things that can help you get you defeat those things. That's why I like the gym so much, man. I'm battling nobody but myself.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
That's why I'm battling nobody but myself in that gym. When I go in there, I'm not competing with no one but myself. And I'm battling myself. And some days I win, some days I lose. But I get up and still show up. So just get up, man. Whatever you went through, man, it got people that went to jail. And they years get out and turn their life around, and man, they win. What? You know this for them. It's a choice. No, it's not going to be easy, but it can be done. And like you say, the time
ladies
don't go by anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Word on the Streets with the amazing Keith Fletcher and Extraordinaire. We enjoyed our show tonight. Hope you did, too. Make sure you set your dial to be back with us Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Word on the Streets with the amazing Mr. Keith Fletcher and yours truly, Extraordinaire. It's been a blast, y'all.
Yes,
hope y'all enjoy the show. Make sure y'all tell somebody about Word on the Streets.
Yeah.
What's holding you back? Let it go, y'all. Let it go. Fletcher.
Move forward, baby. Yes. Gentlemen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't let it hold you back no more. Say, Fletcher. What's up, Fletcher?
What's up, man? What's up? We still here grind Monday, Wednesday night, man. Come check us out, man. We feeding you, man. We setting the table. We laying it out. We got the napkins. Come on, man. Big old jazz Kool-Aid. We going to give it to you, man. We're going to give it to you right. Man, thank y'all for listening to us. Word on the Streets, Monday and Wednesday, man, 7 p.m. Hey, Extraordinaire, another good one, man. Appreciate you. Love you, man.